I'm trying to think.
I don't want to turn to the shade room, but you see the blue face shit?
Nah, whatever. Wilder, bro. What you mean?
That nigga posted his like son, like.
Son, what?
So you know they didn't have a newborn, right?
Yeah.
That nigga posted his child naked on
Twitter. Oh my gosh, bro! What's wrong with Cat, bruh?
I ain't see the tweet, but he was trending. I was like, what the fuck you trending for? What he do this time? Nigga talking about CPS need to get him, arrest that nigga. I'm like, what? Nigga posted his kid nude. I was like,
I bet right. That's probably not the first time he's done that.
I don't know.
But he's famous now, so it's probably, that's the only thing. Like, it's weird now. Like, we don't know how he was acting with his firstborn. Like,
I don't know, man. I'm tired of seeing them too, bro. I had to meet them on fucking Twitter.
Yeah, I seen a picture of how Krishan had the baby in Walmart. Baby was hanging out the little carrier and shit, man. Just hanging out
nigga that lean
like,
bag, boy.
Bro, back was like folded, bro. Like,
I hate that they show. Like, forcing that shit on us. Like, we gotta see that shit.
Facts.
I don't care about Blueface and Krishan, man.
They forcing that shit,
I feel
bro.
Like, I'm like, the cousin or something. I'm like, I'm seeing everything. I'm like, bro, come
tell
on,
me
man.
They the new Bobby and Whitney. But, like,
they not even talented like
yeah,
Bobby.
You gotta be talented no more.
Bro,
you
like,
gotta
what,
be.
C-list celebrities, man. It'd be for real, man.
Yeah. They are C-tier.
Maybe D, like
as a joint couple, they a C, but like individually, they'll both be like D.
Yeah, D. They like a C minus.
Combine them together, they get a little boost. Just because you don't know what's gonna happen.
Entertaining. A negative and a positive.
Yeah, it's getting rough, man. It's getting rough, bro.
What's been going on?
You know, I knew it was gonna be bad when Suki became a celebrity.
Suki?
Yeah,
Suki. What's Suki on to do? Shout out to Suki, man.
And the reason why she is a celebrity.
What do you mean?
Bro. Why she at the VMAs, bro? You know why. So she can act up. Niggas performing in the crowd at the BET Awards. It's just, I don't like it, man. I don't like the way the trend going.
Man, it's crazy. That's all I can say. Nothing really surprised me these days. You know what I'm saying?
A-list celebrities don't even go to award shows no more. Unless
why would
it's
you?
What you mean?
Wow. You want to be next to goddamn Sugiyana?
No, but that's why you. The only reason why
they think
Beyonce
want to be there.
I bet if Beyonce was there, they'd act, they'd straighten up.
She ain't was. She gonna hit that. Who all gonna be there? She gonna invite people. Her damn self, man.
Oh my gosh, bro. Yeah, I don't like the trend, man. I don't know. I can't even watch these award shows no more. I can't watch none of that shit. The red carpets, none of that shit, bro.
I don't really be watching that shit no more.
Yeah, I can't. I tried.
He's a. It's a lot. I feel like old head. It's a lot of artists I don't know on the red carpet or like social media influencers I don't know.
Cause they not good. Like they just.
I ain't gonna say they ain't good. It's just not my type of.
Yeah.
Obviously, they did something right to get there.
I'm gonna say it. They're not good. They're government plants. They spit in the right message to the right group of people that they want to, that they'll promote, put their money behind.
Damn. I can see it, but what do I know, man? You know what I'm saying? She did something right to get down there.
I don't know. I just feel like they, it's not the talent no more.
The talent. Yeah, the talent, the quality is not the best, but
it's all about clicks.
It's only gonna get worse in the future.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So it's gonna keep getting worse. That's the scary part.
It's only gonna get worse in the future.
That's the scary part, really.
I don't know what's gonna happen in the future.
When we old heads? Oh man.
Imagine when we had kids, bro, like the transit shit. It'd be like, man, what? Like, you think Sukiana bad, like, man, 15 years, like, 16 years, like, boy.
You got a sexy red influence? Oh, man. Man, I'm telling you.
No, I like sexy red, bro.
Oh, brother.
What you mean,
I bet
bro?
You do. I bet you do.
SRT, okay. That shit hard, bro. I ain't gonna even cap, man.
Catchy, huh?
You damn right. She better than Suki.
Yeah. Suki's just nasty. Like, she's just straight nasty. She just don't care. She just don't care.
That's why I respect her, bro. She already admit that she, you know what I'm saying, she nasty. She got her audience. She already said it.
That'll make it talent, though. That's what be pissing me off.
Oh, like, talent? We not her audience, but, you know, if we was...
Yeah.
Somebody of her audience, they probably think she talented.
That's true.
So I can't judge her. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't judge her, but I'm just like, I judge people that listen to her, really. Like, faithfully listening to her. I'm like, all
right. Do you know anybody that's listening to her, like, faithfully?
Not by name, but she got a fan base, so it's some people out there.
Me personally, in my circle, I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
That jam her, like, faithfully.
Yeah. That's true. That's a good thing. You're around the right people.
You damn right.
But those of you that aren't, that are doing that shit, hey, y'all are the problem.
I ain't gonna call it a problem. You know,
I am.
What they the problem to? Society?
Yeah. Go ahead and say it.
I'd say they menace, but... But each you're his own,
menace
man.
To society. What you mean?
They want to be on that nasty freak shit. I don't even know, man. It's just, that's them.
I don't even think it's like the freak part of it. It's just like, bro, like.
Nah, she OD, like.
Yeah.
You got rated like, R. Then you got X rated.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, her
shit. Even old head music, they was talking crazy in them fucking lyrics if you really listen to them. But it was just like, the delivery was different. They wasn't just flat out saying it, you know, they would like try to sneak it in there and shit like that. Like they'll say like, oh, I'm hot. Suki gonna say, nah, I'm dripping wet. Like, all right, bro, like relax. Like
she very good at going details.
Very detailed. Very to the T. To the T.
Well, wait, man.
I know she been there before. They do detailed, bro. I'm telling you, too detailed, bro.
On that note, man, let's go ahead and start the podcast. Nigga said, nice. I know she's been there before.
She living what she rap, man.
No cap, no cap. But welcome to another episode of Cozy Couch with your hosts, Kev and Dev.
Yep, yep.
And we got another good episode for you guys, man.
Yep, yep. We got a lot of news, man. A lot of new shit popping off.
Man, let's go ahead and dive into the music while we talking about music, man.
Yeah.
This past week, past Friday, we had Lil Tecca.
Yep.
And Doja Cat drop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of big names out there. Well, yeah. Doja Cat, big name. But
yeah, Doja Cat's a huge name.
Yeah, she a huge name.
Yeah.
Damn near almost a household name.
Yeah, for sure. 30-year-olds to 35, below. Probably like 35 to below. No Doja Cat.
Yeah, she got a big ass fan base.
Yeah. Me.
But what do you think about the music that came out, Lil Tecca album, man?
We're
gonna start with Lil Tecca album.
Yeah, because honestly, I can't even give input on the Doja Cat. But let's start with Lil Tecca, and then we can go into why we.
Yeah.
I couldn't listen to Doja, but. Yeah, Tecca, I fuck with the project. It was good. It was good. I wasn't expecting this from Tecca, low key. He's still on the up and up. He's still on that right track.
It increased, you know what I'm saying? I like the transition with the beat, how they flow.
Yep. He's still, you know, I honestly, that's a good project. Good music.
Good project.
I feel like it's going to have a good replay value. Yeah, I feel like, you know, he got a lot of potential. He's young, so, you know, he just diving in the game, you feel me? So
he going to be here for a minute.
Good head on his shoulders. Yeah. Yeah.
Even if it's like producing, cuz he produced a lot of stuff. It's like own stuff. But he got a bright future, man. The album fire. I like how it's transition, like the beat switch. That shit fire. I like the song with Kodak. That shit was fire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tekka, man.
Yeah.
Made me proud with this tape.
Yeah, and he going to break through. He going to break through. I feel like he can very well do a 50K, 60K.
I think he going to do 50K, 60K in the future.
Yeah.
Okay, he on pace right now at 35, which that's pretty good for him.
Yeah. I think that would be his highest selling, because I think his last one was like 21.
I'm going to say it's more than Quavo. And a lot of people.
Yeah, facts. 35, I mean, yeah, you in that.
Yeah,
sure.
you got a good fan base.
Yeah, you above average.
Oh, God. Okay, now, Lee Alvester doing 20K.
Yeah, you got mainstream boys like YG, Tyga, Quavo, them boys.
We're in the 20s.
Yeah, facts.
20 is good now. But, you know, 35, that's great for him.
Yeah. Yeah,
big thing. Now, big dog, Doja Cat, man. She dropped her latest project.
Yep.
And it's on pace to sell 55K, which that really surprised me.
I'm surprised, but I'm also not surprised. I'm surprised because it's like, damn, like, that's Doja. That's, you know, that's queen of pop right now. So
that's what I'm thinking. I'm like,
yeah, I'm thinking she at least gonna sell 100K. Like, I thought that was gonna be off rip.
I thought that was bare minimum. 100K. I was like, she got a big ass fan base. Like, she got the number one selling billboards. I understand she was doing the, you know,
that weird
satanic
shit.
Satanic stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I was like, man, she's still gonna sell 100K. There's no way she sell below. But 55K, that's below Meg last project.
And that was
Meg best project.
Yeah, that's the crazy part.
I was like, damn, Meg still selling her.
Hey,
I think Meg sold like 57K her last album. But the weekend over, so
yeah,
Doja might push to 60.
Yeah, very well can. I feel like Doja was bound to happen. You can't be talking reckless to your fans like this. This who feeds you, bro. Like, as an artist, like, you can't be talking reckless to fans and then, you know, expect a different result than what happened.
Not true.
Especially, you should have waited at least a few months if you're going to talk crazy like that.
Should have waited after your album.
Yeah, if you're going to say, I don't need my fans, you should have waited till you sold your 100K first, like, first week. Then you could say whatever you want to say. But before then, you can't just say, I don't need my fans and they weird and then you drop a weird song that got the whole world talking about, like, I don't know if I can rock with Doja, and then drop your album, and it's like, it's just, you can't, that's too many bad steps. That's too many steps backwards.
Yeah. But damn, just 55K, I'm really shocked about that. But you are right. She was talking bad about her fans, like, downplaying them, then, you know, getting the devil tatted on her and shit like that. She was wilding. Really tweaking.
She got the devil tatted on her?
Yeah, you know, she getting like them Satan tattoos and shit.
Man, I just seen that video called Demon. I was like, right. Well, I didn't even finish the video.
I ain't clicking on her. You know how you like hover over and show you a little preview? I seen that. I was like, yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, I just seen the little snippet on Twitter. They were showing Doja Cat in that corner. I was like, all right, what's she
Hey, I seen the little clip. I said, hell no. I mean, it was late at night, too.
I was like, I'm good on that. Yeah.
Bring back the old Doji.
Yeah, facts.
She said, moo. That look.
That money.
Oh, God.
Maybe selling their soul for that bag.
I don't know. Illuminati ain't hidden like Houston. Man, when Lady Gaga was like,
facts, you know, niggas not the same no more.
Yeah, Illuminati. I don't know if she tried to go the Illuminati route. Like, that shit ain't hidden. And like, nigga, we already know.
Like, they too open with it now. They don't even try to hide it no more.
Nah, facts.
They just be open with that shit. Like, nah.
Yeah, you have to look up the YouTube video. You see the pyramid? They throwing it.
Yeah, you have to do the conspiracy shit. Oh, like, nah, you got to do your research to figure it out back then.
They used to be scared to look at the YouTube video. They watching those. Then we don't care. Then we don't care. All right, bro.
They throwing it in our face now. They like, nah, this is what it is.
Nah, facts. But, shit, we got some new, you know, we still got Drake Project.
Yep.
And we got Lil Wayne.
Yep.
Coming.
Yep.
Dropping tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You
I'm
seen
ready.
Tracklist?
I have. I was a
little 10 song EP.
Yep. It looked like it's a like mixtape too.
Yeah.
It's like I think some songs are like he got Act Up on there. I hope it's a real like a his version of Act Up.
That shit would
over
be
that
hard.
Beat. That would be crazy.
That would be hard. I'm actually looking forward to it because Lil Wayne been snapping on his features.
Bro, it's having a hell of a year. Hell of a year, boy.
Yeah, his little feature run been going crazy. Down to that, of course, you know, got his...
Yeah, protege.
Yeah, you know. Facts. The dogs, man. What we've been waiting for.
Facts.
See if it's going to live up to the hype.
I mean, it's Drake. It's going...
I don't know. People talking spicy on that last record. They said it was kind of mid in the streets.
It's Drake.
They said it's mid.
People said they ain't like honestly never mind, and that was still sold over 100K.
Yeah.
They said this hoe's ass, and I was like, I don't know. Them sales keep going up.
Hell yeah! My girl said it's ass. I don't know.
That text go green? I don't know, man.
Y'all saying this whole mid, but it's the number one song on Billboard. Somebody lying. Who's shaping this shit?
Mathin'.
Facts. Somebody lying. They talking about this shit mid.
Somebody buying that shit.
Yeah.
He ain't even make it for you.
What? For the dogs. Lock in.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. He already dropped the track list for it. Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I was
nothing.
Gonna say, I wonder if it's going to. I really am wondering if it's going to be like a feature album where he has a lot of features or if it's just going to be like a solo where he just in that hole might have like two features or something.
Well, I know he confirmed some features. Like, I want to say he might got another song with Central C. Okay, they been on tour. I know Yeet on the project.
Okay.
He teased that song. Who else did he say? 21.
Okay.
And that's it from what sources?
Yeah.
Yeah, what he confirmed.
Hey. That's still, yeah.
But Yachty said, like we talked about earlier in the past podcast, it's up to date.
Yeah.
It's very current.
So. I mean, that's Drake, but that's Drake's recipe, honestly. That's his bread and butter, staying up to date. That's why it's like, all right. I mean, you can't get mad at him.
No.
You drop it every year, but it's hitting every year. I don't know.
He on his last dance, man. Last dance, Drake.
The nigga don't miss, man. Like, hey. You got to pay to play.
No, facts.
Type shit. But I feel like, yeah, this is what we've been waiting on. This, you know, this little backstretch of music. You feel me? I feel like, you know, you still got the collab with Future and Metro.
I think that might be the best tape that would come out this year.
The hype for that shit is crazy. I like how it's quiet right
now.
Yeah,
it's quiet. Like, so if Drake disappoint me on some bullshit, on some mid... At least I got featured in it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Facts.
Facts. Terry, I know Metro ain't gonna disappoint me.
Oh no, nah. Yeah. Metro don't miss.
Metro he ain't miss.
That's 100 for 100.
Since he
right
came
there.
Back from retirement, he ain't miss. And then Kanye West. Oh yeah, Kanye West.
He been teasing. He gonna drop some shit too.
He been overseas cooking. They said he back to the talking about making 10 songs a week.
Hey. That boy just said he needed a little partner, man. He needed a partner in crime.
Ty Dolla $ign been with him. Oh, apparently, man. Helping him.
Free TC.
Nah, facts. Yeah. Nigga don't know about that. That really Ty Dolla $ign.
Yeah.
That paranoid.
Ty Dolla $ign in that bag, man.
Yeah, OG. He been in the game for a minute now. Like 10 years now.
Facts. Damn. Yeah, he locked in.
Yeah.
And Kanye working with him, that's,
I think Kanye next project is gonna be one of those.
Oh yeah,
I think it's gonna be back kind of like the old year. He got a lot to talk about. Divorce.
Yep. That's the best. That's the time to make the best music, when you got something to, like, you got some substance to talk
about. His comment with the certain people.
Yep. He gonna be straight.
Yeah,
he gonna be straight. I say you might need a joint project.
Ooh.
I don't know. Got it. You might have to bring Jay out, man.
Man, Jay ain't rapping, man. Jay picking who perform at halftime show. Speaking of halftime show, man, you see Usher performing?
Yeah.
Think about that, man. That shit about to be fire, bro.
That boy Usher.
Oh god.
That whole is gonna be heat though.
I think that shit gonna be fire.
That we be playing Confessions.
Good.
Oh man.
Watch this. Nigga hit that little dip. Hit that little burn, boy.
Yeah, that boy gonna be on them roller skates.
Oh god.
That boy gonna be in that. Facts. He gonna bring that where is the Super Bowl this year? It's in Vegas.
What? No. That's a good question. I don't know where it's at.
I'm about to say. I know he got residency in Vegas.
Yeah, that's what I thought you was talking about.
Yeah.
Which his show been going crazy.
Oh yeah, that boy locked in. Yeah. You making that bag.
Facts. But Usher gonna go crazy at halftime.
Oh yeah. That's gonna get the views up too.
I seen a couple people dissing him on Twitter talking about why he performed. I'm like, bro, that's Usher.
Who else is gonna be?
This ain't got a diamond album. Like, come on, man. Everybody know who Usher is. Like, man.
Come on, man.
He got one of the greatest, well, might be the greatest R&B album we ever heard.
I mean, that nigga's a goat. That nigga's a goat. Like, he's a all-time great. Like, I don't know who else you expect it to be.
I ain't heard a better R&B album than Confession.
Telling you.
Nigga put his life in that album, nigga. Explain why he cheated everything, bro.
Yeah. That boy gonna be singing his soul.
Oh, God, bro.
But took a little break, too. He was, you know, he's already on TV. Making that little, you know, popularity.
Oh my god.
Get them fans behind him. He's gonna turn up.
I wonder who you're gonna break out, anybody.
Shit, who do you bring out as Usher? Ooh, what if you bring out Lil Jon?
Yeah.
Bring out some Crunk?
Ludacris?
Yeah, Ludacris. Hey, bring out that Crunk.
I don't know, Roderick or Doug will let that. Hey, you gonna look at Jay. Hey. A little too black. Calm down.
White people love Lil Jon, though. Ludacris might be. Well.
No, they like Ludacris.
Yeah, they like Ludacris. He's in Fast and Furious.
They kind of know him more as an actor now.
Yeah.
At this point. They don't know the old Luda.
Yeah, they don't know.
Yeah. That move, bitch. They don't know that. They just think of him about Fast and Furious. That dude Fast and Furious. They don't know the old Luda. Yeah. Like, we don't.
Calling him by his Fast and Furious name.
Stand up. Dun, dun, dun. Stand up. Sorry.
Facts.
Nah, it's going to be a good halftime.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Shit. Speaking of which, might have to. I know we didn't want to do it. We got to switch over to talk about these Colorado Buffs, man.
It was a sad day for Black America. Saturday.
Everybody was sad, nigga. Everybody was quiet.
I ain't lost money. We took a L as a Black community.
Was it no parade this week?
It was a race war on my timeline.
Oh man.
People talk about, that's what Dion get. I was like, damn.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, y'all niggas quiet now.
Hey, he felt like this and Dante Wilder lost. Yeah, it was an L for the black community.
Hey,
not only did they lose, they got their wash.
Yeah, it was a rough one.
Midday. Not late at night or early in the morning. You could just
midday. So yeah, in the heart.
Think about it. Like, can't do shit.
Was college game day there?
Nah.
All right. At least college game day wasn't there. You feel me?
Dude, man.
But nah, it was rough for us. It was rough.
What they lost? 46-6?
42-6. 42-6. Yeah.
It was a long day for them, man. Yeah. You know.
You know? They had that target on their back. You feel me? I'm glad it got out the way early. You know, rather than later on.
Good, man. They got another storm coming.
Yeah. Yeah, them Trojans, this storm, ain't no joke.
This storm got a Heisman. This shit coming with hell, hurricane, everything. This is a different beast. Ain't the last week's storm. Last week's storm, you had Bo. You got Caleb.
I feel like it's different, though. Because, like, I feel like, although Oregon, you know, Bo Nix was, he was straight. You know, he had his 3 touchdowns and shit like that. It's a little different because Oregon D-line was crazy. Like,
yeah, Oregon got a better defense.
That defense was really the problem. That was really the issue.
Yeah, they got a better defense than USC.
Yeah, so, I mean, USC, they got a crazy offense, though.
Yeah, it's like...
I don't know. Like, another week with no Travis.
You see what Travis said? He's like, shit, I got to play.
What Deion said.
He ain't taking no burn.
What Deion said, you going to sit your ass in that training room, and you better get healthy.
We're going to get it this year. We're going to get it next year, son.
Yeah, relax.
Next year, we're going to be even better.
That's the thing. You know, they still working with their boys that, you know.
Got the little seniors on there.
Yeah, you feel me? I mean, the line is still a little shaky.
That's the only thing they missing. They get an O-line, D-line.
Yeah.
They be set. I really want to see this weekend, how they going to bounce back.
Yeah. That's all I want to see.
That's what I want to see. Are they going to put up a fight? I don't want them to get blown out back to back. And then I'm like, well, I got to hear this again. I'm going to talk about it on the podcast again. Like,
now these niggas ain't shit.
Go back to HBCU. They gonna talk crazy. Go back to Jack State.
Now Deion can't coach. Shadir sucks. And, you know.
Bro, he already beat the expectation. Y'all say he only gonna win 2 games. He won 3.
Yeah. And I mean, that's Oregon's a Power 5 school. Like, come on, bro.
They
took
my boy Rank away. I said, damn.
They snatched that shit quick. They've been waiting. bro. I'm like, bro, they lost to a top 10 school. Like,
I understand they got blown out. It's a top 10. Bro, like, it's Colorado.
Come on.
You could have left him at 25 or something. Like,
something. Like, you can't keep him in that top 25, bro. Well,
they even have him, like.
They've been waiting. They've been waiting for that L. Like, nah. Like,
been waiting. Put him back at 50. I believe my ass. They'll wait for that moment.
I'm telling you.
The commentator was waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, Deion just don't look ready out there.
Yeah, he just didn't get his boys prepared.
Yeah, he ain't just prepared. Oh, too much social media. Not enough football.
Yeah. Coach talking about they playing for clicks. It was, All right, bro. Damn, niggas.
God, taking the fun away.
Niggas could never have fun, man. Oh, God. Damn.
They play for clicks. This ain't Hollywood. All right, bro. Shut up.
We play for wins. All right, bitch.
It's Colorado, bro. All
right, bro. Y'all better win the chip. Y'all talking like this. Right.
Y'all better hope he don't make it to the Pac-12 championship.
Shit. Y'all beat down on a Colorado team. I'll do that shit to Texas or Alabama or something.
Oh, God.
Do that against Florida State.
They doing it for clicks. All right, that shit
piss me off.
But I hope Deion bounce back.
Yeah, I can see them bouncing back this week. You know, they back at home.
You know the spread?
No. 23, I think. I might have to take it.
I don't know. I'm not a believer no more. Deion got to show me again.
I'll put 10 to 20 on it. I ain't putting no 50 ball no more.
I don't know. Even though Deion won me money last 3 weeks.
He did. That's why I'm going to put
I can't be mad. I'm going to put that. One.
If it's a 23-point spread, bro.
I might take it again, bro.
Yeah. Unless,
I don't know. It is Caleb.
USC might put up 63 or something.
The first quarter, Caleb going to lunge it. 60 yards.
28 in the first quarter. Oh. Like, all right. This is going to be a long.
Okay. I don't know if I can go through another Saturday. That was hard.
Yeah. I just wanted to be a close game, bro. I just wanted to be a good game, bro.
23 is crazy, though.
Yeah, I think it's like 21.5 or 23.5, something like that. That's why I'm like, I might take that spread again.
I don't know, bro.
I don't know. They you know, they got a little vengeance. They a little mad. That's good for them. But no Travis. I don't know.
He's better than me. Travis said he want to play. He playing. The kid said he want to play. Let's play. Hey, man. He's a good coach, though.
Yeah. That's facts. But, you know, yeah, you gotta do what's best for your team, man.
I'm going for Colorado, man.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah. They playing at Colorado or USC?
Colorado.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. You feel me? Like, they might, you know.
I wonder how they're going to have a college game day there. Probably not. The hype, probably.
You know how many superstars going to be at that home?
I know. It's Deion.
And they just lost? Oh, yeah. Niggas going to be locked in. They might wear all black or something.
I want to go to a Colorado game. They ain't going home, man.
Yeah. All the home games sold out, though.
I know.
That nigga just got there.
Should have bought tickets before when they were trash.
In fact. Should have known Deion was going to have that type of power.
Should have known, man.
The Deion effect, man.
I'm about Colorado. They're different now. A lot of niggas.
Wait, what? The whole football team, like, where y'all come from?
I ain't never seen any many black people in my life.
That's older crazy. Got some color in it. yeah. Them boys doing good, man. Let's switch over to this MLB.
Okay.
Got playoffs coming up, man.
This the last week, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Playoffs.
Yeah. Feel me?
What do you think Houston gonna do, man? They go on the way. They bouncing back.
Oh, man, that's you know.
Back
to back. Always. That's one team I'm always have my faith in, man. Niggas say, what does Houston have? We got the Astros. That's
the only
got.
Team that's good.
I wouldn't say all that.
Man, like I said, that's the only team that's playoff worthy.
CJ Stroud just put up 37 against the Jags. It's just, I don't know. Kansas City couldn't even do that. So, feel me? I'm believing in my boys. But back to these Astros, I feel like you know.
Thank you.
It's gonna be.
We ain't about to talk about the damn Texans.
I feel like you know, and we are gonna talk about them Texans. It's gonna be a little bit later because we got a lot of news. But yeah, I believe in my Astros, man. And it's a little shaky year for everybody else. I ain't gonna cap. Everybody that was cold.
The Braves still cooking?
Yeah, Braves still. Braves still the Braves.
Yeah.
But I mean, other than that, you feel me? I don't fear nobody in that other conference, though.
Do they already got, like, the schedule? Like, the bracket?
Nah, I don't think
are they playing?
I don't think it's finalized yet.
Damn.
Yeah. But regardless, I believe in my boys. Besides the Braves, I don't fear nobody. I don't even fear the Braves, honestly. I just feel like it's going to be a tough matchup.
I don't know. The Braves nice.
Texas nice, too, actually. Nah, think about it. Rangers,
Texas?
Yeah.
The Rangers? Yeah.
Yeah, they cooking up,
they actually good this year.
Yeah. But besides them, Astros all the way. All the way, man.
I'm going to try to go to a playoff game. I still haven't went to a
That's
game
That's
going
to be tough. Year. Trying to get into a playoff game.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they are.
That nigga's good. You know?
Well,
that's like trying to get into a Miami Heat playoff game.
Yeah.
Niggas going to be there.
You're right.
I mean, it's possible, though. You can get in the room, but you're going to have to see that ticket.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pay that fee, huh? Damn.
Yeah.
We're going to see, man. We're going to see.
Yeah.
Get my money right. I'm trying to go to the that championship.
I'll go to that hood this year, though. I got to.
Yeah, I got to see a championship.
These niggas have been here too many times, man. I'm
surprised you haven't went.
Shit, the first two, I was in Lamar. Then the last one, I mean, I was in college, nigga. I mean, yeah, but shit. It's a little grip to get in that room.
You damn right. That fee, boy.
They just had two chips. I'm trying to see a third one. Like, hey, man, that's why, you know, I got a good job now. So, you know, I could pay that ticket.
You got that money, boy. Nah, for sure. Nah, I hope they go back, though.
Oh, yeah. I hope to see his back. It's great for the city.
Exactly. Because football and basketball, I don't know, man. I don't know.
You want to talk about football? You keep bringing up my Texans, man.
Y'all 1-2.
I know you don't want to talk about these Saints.
We 2-1.
You just gave up that 17-point lead.
Our starting quarterback got hurt. Don't worry about us, my boy. We play y'all in a couple weeks. We're going to be ass whooping. Derek Carr. All right.
Better be ass whooping.
Damn right. I'm going to be watching.
Okay. The way these Texans looking, they looking like they're trying to get a second row and a win.
We going to playoffs. Don't worry about us. Y'all need to worry about making playoffs or whatever y'all doing.
Probably, I ain't even going to put playoffs on us right now.
Y'all not.
I'm putting 500 on us. That's all I'm trying to, you know, try to go a little slightly above 500 or right below 500. 7 games. That's all I need.
I like your offense. Y'all throwing the ball a lot.
I mean, I like our team. Our team is not bad, bro. Like, our defense is good, too. Bad. Yeah.
Tank is nice.
Tank Dell is good. Nico Collins is, like, top five in the league in reception yards. Like, mm-hmm. I told y'all, boys, we going to be straight, bro. We just had to, you know, warm up. I mean, we played the Ravens. That's a tough-ass matchup.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, I ain't going to count that one. Now, the Colts.
We should have beat the Colts. Beat the Colts.
All right, bro.
But the Colts always been our kryptonite. I don't know what the fuck it is, bro. That coach.
Low key.
I hate that shit, bro.
But they used to have good people. Like, they had Andrew Luck. He was cooking.
Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning.
That's different. Like, you can't fault that. But now it's like Anthony Richardson, really?
Nigga was toting that, though,
eh? Yeah, he was toting it. I was like, damn. Can he stop running?
I was looking like prime Cam out there. I ain't going
to. Nigga had a concussion, everything, just running one direction.
Yeah, I'm glad he got out. Honestly, that gave me hope. I was like, hey, we might be able to beat these niggas. And then Gardner Minshew started cooking. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, that was crazy. I said, Minshew.
He is a vet, though, but still, nah.
Nah, he ain't supposed to let him cook.
Yeah, it's getting rough. Speaking of rough, you seen them Dolphins? Hey, them Broncos looking terrible. You saying throw Russ away?
I'll vouch for him too, man. But Russell out of here, man. Got it out the field. Fuck Russell. Future was right.
Hey, man. That's tough.
Man, I tell you what. This Future next song going to hit. Future about to make all the diss tracks.
He going to call a 50 ball. I know he's going to be in there somewhere. He going to say that shit.
That's tough. He at the end. Future about to go crazy. Gonna have a Metro beat in the background. It's gonna be rough.
Gonna say something crazy. Rest can never be my
sample the game. That should be hard. If you sample like somebody criticizing Russell.
Hell yeah.
In the beginning of the song. I might have to send that to that nigga.
That's crazy disrespectful, bro. Like, leave that nigga alone at that point.
No, me and Sam had to cook up a beat for him, sampling somebody criticize him and send it to him.
Kind of. That'd be tough.
Yeah, that should be hard though.
Yeah.
Think about it, bro. Like an intro, like Metro. You hear somebody criticizing.
He is King Toxic. So.
Yeah, Richard Sherman talking in the beginning. Richard Sherman.
I told y'all.
Yeah, I told you. He ain't like that. Get him out the league. 200 mil for that.
Yeah.
Metro beat drop. That should be hit.
I didn't know he had his own office. Yeah, you need to snatch that shit from him.
Yeah, if I was the owner, we gonna have that tuck. Yeah, you don't need that, my boy.
Yeah,
I don't know what you doing in
like
this office.
That's really like bad though.
Have an office?
Yeah, Tom Brady didn't even have an office. Like,
I don't know what Tom Brady would got. I'm pretty sure he probably had everything he wanted.
He probably had everything he wanted, but he probably didn't have no office for himself because he's team oriented. You know, he trying to get a dub. Like,
Offense is crazy though.
For a quarterback? Like, nigga, you are not a coach.
What the hell are you doing in your office? Like,
what you need an office for, bro? Like,
are you a coach or a player?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Are, like, you a GM? Like,
nigga, like, bro, if you don't join your teammates, that's owner, the problem.
The owner was just desperate, man.
Yeah.
Now he can't trade him. I'm glad he didn't go to the Saints. I don't want him to go to the Saints, but.
Good luck trading that nigga. But I mean, they just got Sean Payton, so they still working the kinks out.
Jeez, you get 70 put on you.
Hey, that is, what's your defense doing though?
That's like the second. I think that's the second highest, like, L. I think the record was 73, and they could have put 73 on them.
How many stops the defense had? You got points for the offense. At least the offense put up 20. What'd that defense do? Gave up 70? You can't even, I mean, you can blame Russ, but can you?
He was throwing, didn't he throw like two picks?
Maybe.
I don't know. They all just.
It was just an ugly.
Yeah,
game.
It was ugly. When I watched the highlights, all they were showing was Miami just going to the end zone.
Bags.
I was like, damn. Different celebrations. It happened so quick. I was like, what the fuck going on?
You know it's bad when Miami had like three different celebrations in the top 10.
They didn't play with Waddle either.
No Waddle.
That was scary. I said, you would have put an 80 on
him. They might have put 100.
They have their second option. And they cooking? Man. Shout out to Tua, though, man. He look good out there, man.
I told boys.
Brain half cooked. Yeah, he's making the right plays, man.
Brain half cooked is crazy.
Hey, my bad, bro.
You're a madman for that one, bro.
Shit. Last year it was scramble. I ain't gonna lie. Damn, my boy out there.
He just needed that break.
You damn right.
He needed that break. I'm telling you. Then they brought him back the next week. It was like, all right, y'all try to kill this man. Like, let's relax.
Nigga don't even know his name. Don't know the plays. Just go out there, son.
He passed concussion protocol. Guy, that is a lie. That is a lie. Bullshit, he passed concussion protocol.
They gave him a perk and just told him, go out there. Just throw to the hill. What?
Just throw that hoe to the hill. Throw it to 10.
Do a slant.
He's somewhere down there. It's interesting, though. I feel like it's been a great year for football.
Yeah.
It's turning up.
Definitely
it's
is.
It's turning up. Speaking of turning up, these hoops, man.
Oh, we're talking about basketball now. I'm so glad we actually got some, like, breaking news day of the podcast. I was like, damn, this is perfect. Well, we actually updated today. Damian went to the Milwaukee Bucks today.
Yep.
What would you? Yep.
I mean,
yep.
This is what I'm going to say. Two teams got better today. The Suns solved their issue and the Bucks solved their issue. They needed a defending center and a bench, and the Suns got it.
Yep.
The Bucks needed a scoring guard.
They got
Dame. You can't. That's a problem. You can't. I mean, that's a solution to anything. You feel me? Like,
it's a win-win for them.
Nigga averaged 32 last year.
GM did a great job. Win-win.
Yeah, that's a win-win. Only loser is the Trailblazers.
And they in rebuilding state.
Yeah,
they got young superstars. So,
and I'm not even gonna call them loser because they got a first round pick out of it.
I think they got two.
Yeah. So you
and
know.
They still got what's his name, Swoops.
Yeah,
who Scoop. They just drafted.
Yeah, they He's got Scoop. Good. They got Anthony
Simons. Yeah. Grant over there. They got some young players.
Yeah, I mean, they in rebuilding stage. You
Aiden,
feel me?
He over there.
I mean, you got Aiden.
I don't know who you gonna stay
Drew.
There.
You got trade pieces if you want to trade them.
I think he gonna get traded.
Yeah, you still got Shaedon Sharpe. They got a promising young core. It's just you're young. You got to pay your dues. So it's Thanks. Like. We ain't worried about y'all in the playoffs and shit. But
they got Holiday. Well, Holiday, they say they gonna trade him.
Yeah, they already looking to trade.
Tell him what, he go to the Lakers, man.
Nigga said, do not come to Portland.
I need him to go to the Lakers.
Hey, I've been seeing that. I've been seeing a lot of people talking about that shit. Go ahead, let LeBron get Drew.
Tell him, man, a little more defense. Because I don't need D-Lo to be choking in the playoffs, man. He go missing.
Yeah, I ship D'Lo to Portland. Keep Gabe Vincent.
I keep D'Lo just for
why this you got Gabe Vincent? You gonna keep Gabe Vincent and D'Lo, Andrew? Then you gonna have to get rid of Austin Reeves.
No, you keep I'm not Austin. Getting rid of Nobody Austin. Touching the white boy. White boy here to stay. He the future.
Not getting rid of AD. I mean, you're not getting rid of Vanderbilt neither.
Nah, he ain't giving away.
That's what I'm saying. The only nigga.
The Japanese
D-Lo.
Nigga.
You're not getting rid of Rui. Rui. I'm saying, hey, D-Lo.
He the only one that been in the gym the whole offseason. Him and LeBron. Austin Reeves. He was hooping overseas in the Olympics. I ain't seen AD in the gym once. I don't know what he's been doing.
I'm still seeing AD on streamers.
Yeah.
Playing Call of Duty and
shit. I seen
him
with Jay Smooth. I said,
like, what you doing?
I see all
bro?
These videos of LeBron, the Japanese dude, like
this nigga training. Like, if you don't get your trying to get YouTube clicks, that's a nigga playing for clicks.
LeBron need to have that conversation, like, bro, you supposed to be the best player on the team. Like, I'm 40, like
what
I can't
doing?
Do this no more. Like,
what we doing?
Let me just be the third option or something, bro. Like, at this point, we just gonna let Austin Reeves and them be the first option. I don't know.
I mean, maybe he does need a little recovery. I feel like he does need to do some strength training or, like, durability training to where he can strengthen that ankle or something. Cause
I think AD just satisfied with getting one ring.
Oh, he is.
And he just chilling.
He for sure satisfied.
And he in L.A., so it is
I'm
what
telling
it is.
You, he got that. When
and then he know
win.
Bron ain't gonna trade him because Bron had to hit career. Bron probably like is what he is at this point. Like, I still want to win, but I ain't about to.
He
make
still
no
want
trades.
Another one. LeBron still.
Yeah,
want
he still want another one, but he ain't about to make no like Lee GM.
Nah.
Go get another superstar. He's like is
maybe
what he
Drew
is.
Might be whispering. He wanted Dame, but he couldn't get Dame. So
yeah, he
like,
wasn't
gonna
get Dame.
Yeah, he might be out of his. You know. I mean, I feel like he could still pick up pieces, but...
He could, but I don't feel like...
Yeah,
that's
no
not what he's trying to do right now.
He might as well
now.
Build with yeah. what he got.
He got good young superstars now, so...
Yeah.
He can do some work with Austin Reeves, Gabe, yeah. D'Lo. Because last year they were clicking.
Yeah.
And they all... Well, they just came together, what, at deadline?
Yep.
So, a full season. Coach Ham, second year.
Yep.
I expect them to have a great season. They shouldn't be in no play-in.
You feel me?
They should be like third, maybe fourth.
Yeah, I'd say fourth. Say fourth.
Yeah, because Suns, you know, I forgot they still
got
Bradley Beal.
Suns
got
that shit right now. Honestly, Suns looking crazy.
I forgot they
right
got
now.
Bradley Beal. I was like,
yeah.
NBA is so, like, dramatic. Yeah, NBA is so dramatic.
That's how I know they turning up.
Get them alerts. They ain't went $2.
Then they said three-way trade. I'm like, okay, with what team? They said the Suns. I'm like, the Suns.
Yeah, that's awesome. How much help do these niggas need?
What do they have to trade?
Facts.
They said they got rid of Ayton. I'm like, ah, oh, shit. Who did they get? Yeah. Nurkic. Ah.
Oh. Yeah. All right, man.
All he going to do is get boards and play defense.
That's all you need to do on that
That's
team,
all they
bro.
Needed.
Just get rebounds, bro.
Not
we'll
looking to score.
Pick and roll, bro. Actually, go sit in the corner.
He could really hit a knockdown if he needed to. Like, all right.
Set big bodies, bro. They just gonna run ISO. You got Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant. Top of the key.
That shit is ridiculous, bro.
I don't know, man. I'm ready for 2K to update so I can play a quick game with the Bucks.
2K dude.
About to run pick and roll with Giannis and Dame. Who's stopping them?
Hell yeah.
You see my boy Mr. Jimmy Buckets.
Hey yeah, they tampering.
Yeah, man. I think they cheated my boy. They didn't want Jimmy to have some help.
They did it. They did it, bro.
They knew, man. Jimmy get some help, man. It's over. Go get that ring. I'm
telling you. They do not want Jimmy to win, bruh.
That's all right. He going to do it again.
He going to do the unthinkable? I don't know. It's a
every
little...
time I say that about Miami, they somehow make it to the playoffs and they make it far.
Honestly, I'm not even going to put that type of expectation on
him. I don't think
he's
going to make finals, but he'll make it to playoffs.
Probably yeah, he's going to find a way in the playoffs somehow.
Always, like, Miami will have a bad season. Somehow they finesse their way.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to find a way into the playoffs.
Somehow. I hope you do the same thing so you can beat the Bucks again.
Nah, I kind of want to see Dame. I kind of want to see Dame get a ring. I ain't going to cap. This is his first, like, real opportunity for this
shit. I'm going to say, Dame better live up to the expectations. I ain't going to lie. Yeah, like, ain't no excusing now. You got Giannis. You got Chris Middleton. You got two All-Stars.
Yeah.
You got Brooke Lopez.
Yep.
And then you got Bobby.
You got Bobby coming off the bench.
That's a tall-ass team.
Yeah.
They ain't really got no bench.
They got a 6th and 7th, man. They just don't have, like, Grayson Allen no more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Grayson Allen was, like, 6th, man.
But
and then Bobby was starter now. They still got Giannis' brother over there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they got both of
them. They got both of them now.
I forgot. Man, Giannis having his way.
Wait, what? After Giannis threatened to leave?
Yeah, he didn't sign that extension. Hey, they had to make that call.
They said, all right, Giannis, what do you want? Go give me Dame. I'll be happy.
I want my two brothers and I want Dame. All right.
All right, bro. Damn.
Facts. That nigga run Milwaukee.
Hey, what? I'm telling you. That's the next GM right there. Because let that nigga contract be over with.
Nigga taking his ass to Golden State.
Yeah, I'm about to say he can go anywhere he goes, he's going to be a championship contender. Because he's going to go to a top team. He ain't going to go to no bums.
So this is safe to say the Bucks are the favorite
of in the East? Yeah.
I'm trying to think who in the East is can't compete with them right now.
Shit.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Because 76ers, Jay Harden didn't come back.
He not coming back, so, I mean, Celtics, but.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the Celtics, man.
I don't know. Celtics be.
Porzingis got hurt, right?
Yeah. I wasn't even banking on Porzingis anyway in the first place.
I wasn't either. I wasn't high. Even though his stats was very good, it was good last year, surprisingly.
He ain't played a full season in 3 years.
It's still Tatum and Brown, man.
Yeah.
Brown don't know how to dribble to it, love.
We don't know that. He could have been in the gym this year, this offseason. He better been in the gym this offseason. He's got $338 million.
We're going to see, bro. We're going to force him to go left. It's over.
Shit, they need a point guard.
He said he need a point guard.
Yeah. Who they got, Brogdon?
I don't think they need a point guard. I think they need a big man.
We're going to see.
Like a four. They got Nudie down there. He's good for boards. He ain't got no offensive game.
Yeah. They need something.
They still got Al.
Yeah.
What else? Damn.
Yeah, Al old as fuck.
Yeah, he is. I think he'd be running, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to be back. Yeah. We're going to be back. We're going to be back next week. We're going to rekindle everything. We're going to see, you know, what moves people making and everything like that.
Yeah.
So, we're going to get out of here. But thank y'all for tuning in. Mm-hmm. Make sure y'all like, share, subscribe, man. Hit definitely that notification button. Peace.
Peace.